I'm William O'Flaherty, and this is All About Jack, a podcast feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. Thanks for listening. With me on the show today is David Thoreau, who is the founder and president of the C.S. Lewis Society of California. The group, based out of Oakland, is an independent, nonprofit, Christian educational and cultural organization. He's here to provide more details about it. Welcome to the show, David.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
Well, it's good to have you. Now, let's start off with the fact that your group is not just for those living in California, from the fact that you have a good deal of information available online that is free to everyone. So let's start out with that. First, tell us where people can go, and then summarize some of what's there.
Well, the website is lewissociety.org, and of course, Lewis is L-E-W-I-S. The society was started in 2006, and the website has lots of articles and videos, and you can order any of Lewis's books and any of the books about Lewis. There are about over 300 of them. We also have a chronological listing. You can order books by many other writers in history and contemporary writers that deal with themes that Lewis addressed during his lifetime. And we try to make the Lewis Society a resource for people globally. So we have just enormous numbers of people who use it, and we're delighted to be involved in making that available.
Now, you have a newsletter called Logos, which is first caught my eye years ago. So let's have you provide some details about it. Maybe give examples of the information in your latest issue and how people can get this newsletter via email.
Well, it's free, and it is available. It's a so-called e-newsletter. It comes out quarterly, and it's available to anyone who wants to receive it by just going to our website, as I mentioned. Also, I might give our phone number. It's 510-635-6892. Anyway, the newsletter provides information about various Lewis developments, and it could be film developments or stage productions of his books. It might be conferences that deal with issues that Lewis addressed theologically or in fiction, or dealing with issues in science or moral ethics and so forth, even public policy. And we try to make it sort of a repository that people can sort of skim through and get information that they find most of greatest interest. One thing that the newsletter also includes is we try to include recent videos that are relevant to Lewis subjects, as well as new and forthcoming books, recent articles. So it's not encyclopedic, but there's a lot of information, and I think people would enjoy it.
Now, a couple of online components I asked you ahead of time not to mention are your presence on Facebook and your YouTube channel. So what can you tell us about each of those?
Well, where our newsletter goes out to about 12,000, our reach is far larger on social media. On Facebook, we have about, I think it's about 115,000 fans or friends. We post almost daily, again, new articles and videos and news developments and so forth, events that are coming up. On YouTube, we have playlists that include about 175 videos organized into different subject areas, which might be about C.S. Lewis or might be certain issues like the existence of God or the resurrection of Jesus or a topic like moral ethics and science and religion and so forth. So there's a lot there that people can hopefully use for themselves and for their loved ones and friends and others that they're conversing or trying to influence. So we invite people to go to the YouTube channel and subscribe because we're adding things all the time. And on Facebook, we invite you to become a fan and join the conversation.
Now, there is an option to become a member of your group as well. So why don't you tell us about that? And also a quick overview of the history of your group.
Well, as I mentioned, the C.S. Lewis Society of California was started in 2006. And we, of course, do, and we of course, sponsor events in California. But what we do is really, I think, of interest to anyone around the country or anyone around the world. Membership is available to people at different levels of different benefits. It's all tax deductible. You can become a member, say, at $100 and get one of a number of Lewis's books free, or a number of different DVDs of different programs that we've been involved in. We want to basically expand the community of people interested in Lewis's apologetics and other work, because we think it's of great relevance to modern men and women, whether they're believers or skeptics or seekers. And Lewis wrote in so many different genres. We believe that it's really a blessing that his work is available and people have taken it and extended it too. So we think that there's a great opportunity to use it in contemporary society. So we invite all to join with us.
Well, now we've gotten a lot of good information about the group overall, but not so much about yourself. So let's go deeper into what specific to Lewis you can tell us about yourself. First, maybe how you got into reading him, and what your all-time and or current favorites of Lewis are.
My exposure to Lewis began years ago. My mother had a copy of his book, Mere Christianity, and I sort of began reading it, didn't get, I don't think, that far into it. I became a Christian when I was about 8 or 9, and my mother was a very devout Christian, so I was raised properly. But it wasn't really until later, a man who, when I was an adult, pointed out to me the Space Trilogy, which I also did not pay much attention to. But the real change occurred when I was in college, and I went to a weekend conference, and one of the readings was a book called The Abolition of Man. And I read that, and that was of enormous relevance and value to me, being a college student and grappling with important questions. And one of the things that I really liked about Lewis, which is clear in his book, The Abolition of Man, was that he was very much interested in what's called natural law, which is a tradition in almost every society that has any sort of functionality to it, but especially in the Judeo-Christian tradition. And if you break the natural law, you commit a sin. And so this was a great and powerful influence on the development of Western civilization as far as the ideas of the rule of law, the development of the enterprise of science, of entrepreneurship and markets, and many other factors, not to mention the art and literature of the West, and led to the inspiration of America's founders, quite frankly. They were all natural law proponents. Even those that were deists were drawing on the natural law tradition. So in my work, I also run the Independent Institute, Public Policy Research Institute. So the natural law tradition is the ground upon which we do our work there, in whether it's economics or moral ethics and how that applies in many fields. But the Lewis Society itself is intended to be a very proactive way to engage people. And so, for example, every year we have a book club that meets in the Bay Area, and we read a book per month. We have two meetings per month, and the books that we read are books by Lewis or others in the Inklings group, or either the pre-Inklings or sort of adjunct Inkling group, like G.K. Chesterton was before Lewis, and Dorothy Sayers during his lifetime, and so forth. And there are many contemporary writers who also are very active in a lot of these questions. And so our interest is to engage people, as I mentioned. And what I've found Lewis, I've read virtually all of his books. There's probably about 100 books of his work in different collections, and of course, sole authored books initially. Of the books that he's written, or collections of his essays, I think my favorites would be the novels The Great Divorce. I think it's just a stunningly fabulous book. For those who have not read it, it's not about marriage. And it's about this sort of the split between heaven and hell and the vanity of man to cling to one's pride in turning away from God and what happens and so forth. It's a very imaginative book. In the Space Trilogy, I think That Hideous Strength is an incredibly powerful book. As far as his nonfiction, I think his book, the collection God in the Dock, is probably the best of the collections. Also, another one called Christian Reflections is extremely good. And he commented on and wrote about almost everything. So when you delve into the sort of Lewis world, you're basically seeing a way to reconnect a lot of areas of our lives that have been fractured in the modern sense, where we don't see the continuity of faith and reason and a lot more, and how that pertains to our lives. And of course, as you know, virtually everything that Lewis wrote about was on the subject of love. And one of his later books was called The Four Loves, and that's also one of my favorites, and I recommend that to anyone who wants to understand love. In fact, if I had read that book when I was a teenager in my 20s, I think I would have made a lot fewer mistakes.
Well, now, David, I see I actually scrolled past and skipped one of my questions. You already made a brief mention of it, but let me let you have the opportunity to go into more detail on that. For those who are in your local area, what is important to know about the C.S. Lewis Society Book and Film Club of the Bay Area, including maybe some things happening later in 2016? This is at the time we're recording during the month of January of 2016, with the awareness that people will be listening to this later on. So you can give some examples of what you've been doing, and then later in the year for 2016. So what can you tell us about the club there?
Well, as I mentioned, the book club meets twice a month. Each month we read a different book. Each year we always read two or three, usually, at least, of Lewis's books, both fiction and nonfiction. This year we're also going to be reading books by other writers that pertain, as I said, to Lewis-type themes. One book is going to be discussing J.R.R. Tolkien's work. It's a book by Brad Berzer. It's an excellent book. We're also going to be reading a book about Lewis's work and how it pertains to Dante's Divine Comedy. We're going to be reading Perelandra, the second in his Space Trilogy. We're going to be reading a book called Women and C.S. Lewis, which is a new book about his views on women and, quite frankly, how prescient he was about women and the difference between men and women and respect and the value of women in his work is quite notable. One of his novels, his last novel actually, was the book Till We Have Faces, which is actually told from a woman's perspective and was dedicated to his wife, Joy Davidman. We're also going to be reading one of Madeleine L'Engle's books, the second one in her series called A Wind in the Door, and there are others. And then during the year, we also have meetings in which we will have a film, a classic film or a relatively recent film, and have popcorn and have a lot of fun in the process. They're always great gatherings, and people are welcome to contact us if they'd like to participate. We'd love to have them involved. One thing I should also mention is that in the Bay Area, and in California itself, we have a long involvement in co-sponsoring events like film premieres and stage productions and debates and so on and so forth. So there is this sort of community that people would be welcome to join.
Sounds great. Well, now, one of the things that you've made mention of already that I've asked is about the YouTube channel that you have, and you were noting that in addition to some videos that you have up there yourself, the larger majority is actually a playlist of such. But there is one of the videos especially that I noticed. I think you maybe actually gave the address twice, but it deals with why C.S. Lewis is as influential as ever. I was hoping maybe you could share a few of your main points to whet people's appetite to go ahead and visit your YouTube channel.
Okay. Yes, actually, I've given the talk quite a few times this past year and elsewhere, because the interest in Lewis continues to grow. By the way, in case your listeners don't know, is that if you take the Chronicles of Narnia, 7 volumes, we don't know exactly the number of books sold, but it's estimated to be something in the neighborhood of 150 million sets. And every year, about 6 million of Lewis's books are sold. So the reach of his work is huge. And one of the ironies is that late in life, he believed that his influence would die out within 2 or 3 years after his death. But if anything, the opposite has been the case. Anyway, on the video that you're mentioning, this talk that I've been giving called Why C.S. Lewis is as Influential as Ever, there are several areas that Lewis has been quite effective in, and they can be broken down as follows. One is that Lewis has shown that reason is what he called the anchor of faith. In other words, faith is not just some blind freewheeling thing, but actually is rooted with reason, which is one of the faculties that we're given in being created in the image of God. The second is that Lewis really punctured the pretension and really pomposity of a lot of modern elite intellectuals who believe that they have figured out that life is meaningless and that God doesn't exist and there is no moral truth or objective existence and so forth. And Lewis has really devastated that. A third area is that Lewis said that, quote, reason is the natural organ of truth, but imagination is the organ of meaning. And this was part of what he realized when he became a convert, because he was a very adamant atheist before that. So this connection enabled him to write both fantasy and fiction and be very interested in imagination and creativity, but also a very careful exacting person as far as using reason and logic to analyze issues. Anyway, the fourth area is that Lewis restored a Christian vision of humanity. In other words, the eternal destiny of every human being, that life was not just our mortal lives of 60 to 100 years with pain and anguish and hope and joy and so forth mixed in, but it really was an opportunity to become one with God through Christ, and that life is a rich array of things before us that God has given us. Lewis, another quote of his is that the universe is lit by a light beyond the universe, meaning that the universe itself is illuminated by God, and that all that exists comes from that. So anyway, I think people would enjoy the talk. It's actually related to an article I wrote as well. And it also brings in the process the writings of other people who we think are important, either contemporaries of Lewis or classic figures.
Well, excellent. Again, we encourage people to check that out. There'll be not only a link to the C.S. Lewis Society of California, but also a direct link to that YouTube video as well as their YouTube channel. Well, now, in closing, David, let me have you summarize why people should consider checking out the C.S. Lewis Society of California, either online or, if they're in the area, in person.
Well, one thing I should mention is that, according to Douglas Gresham, who is one of Lewis's adopted sons, and who actually really runs the estate pretty much, and by the way, as an aside, I should mention that the Douglas is very involved in a new production of the film version of Lewis's book, The Silver Chair, from the Chronicles of Narnia. But what I was going to say was that Douglas has pointed out there are about 300 C.S. Lewis societies around the world. Most of them are just local gatherings at churches and elsewhere. Some of them are more active. We're probably one of the more active groups. And I think our website is probably the more extensive one for people, but we work with others. There's one in New York, and there's one in Oxford and lots of other places. But I think the main point is the society provides an easy way to delve into Christian truism and relevance. One of Lewis's other quotes is that he said that, "I believe in Christianity as I believe that the sun has risen, not only because I see it, but because by it I see everything else," which goes back to what I was saying before about the need to reconnect elements of our lives into a worldview that has meaning and is true. And in the modern world, a lot of that has been fractured or even shattered for people. So to whatever extent we're able to reach out and share with others the joy of Christianity with C.S. Lewis's assistance, we're thrilled to do that.
Well, David, I thank you for the opportunity to speak with you.
Well, thank you. I'm so grateful for the opportunity, and thank you for all that you're doing.
Thanks also to you, the listener, for being interested in my All About Jack podcast, which is a feature of EssentialCSLewis.com. I'm William O'Flaherty, the creator of the show, as well as the host. Don't forget to check the show notes for links mentioned in the program, as well as finding other information about C.S. Lewis. You can locate the show notes either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. The Podbean location is where the audio files are hosted, and it can be a little easier to find the shows there. Again, that's allaboutjack.podbean.com. Podbean is spelled P-O-D-B-E-A-N. The other location, essentialcslewis.com, provides links back to the podcast location and also includes a variety of articles related to Lewis. That includes a daily fact, quote, and quiz question related to him, along with a series exploring quotations attributed to Lewis that may not be from him. I hope you enjoyed today's show enough to want to share it. Also, feel free to leave comments about the program online and consider listening to other shows. At the time this podcast is released, I just had an interview with Zach Kincaid about the C.S. Lewis blog, and not that long ago I spoke with Hal Poe about an Inklings retreat that is in the first weekend in April 2016, where I'll actually be speaking. Additionally, if you follow the show either on Podbean or iTunes, you may have noticed that lately I've been reposting older shows typically during the week between the official postings I do each Monday. If you don't know how to find the show on iTunes, then be sure to check the show notes for a direct link. Again, those notes can be found either at EssentialCSLewis.com or AllAboutJack.podbean.com. This episode of All About Jack is sponsored by Shelley & Son Books. You can find Shelley & Son Books online at ShelleyandSonBooks.com. Shelley is spelled S-H-E-L-L-E-Y. They specialize in rare books by Lewis, Tolkien, and the Inklings and friends. You can order by their website, phone, or email. They accept a variety of payments, and you can browse and search their catalog online. Again, find them online at ShelleyandSonBooks.com. Finally, don't forget about my book that is scheduled to come out by the end of March 2016. It's called C.S. Lewis Goes to Hell, a companion and study guide to the Screwtape Letters. You can learn more about it by visiting ScrewtapeCompanion.com. There you can get a free 20-page sample of the book and also pre-order it if you like. Again, that's ScrewtapeCompanion.com.